So the Sunday Times Gen Next event in partnership with Yellowwood is now in its 19th year. Can you believe it? This is the leading annual youth brand preference and consumer behavior event. Now, the survey gets opinions from youth based here in South Africa between the ages of 8 all the way up to 30. This includes kids, teenagers, young adults, as well as young professionals. So this year, Sunday Times Gen Next will take place over the entire month of September, and it'll also have 3 separate events. So things are changing this time around, right? There'll be the interactive showcase on the 7th of September, there'll be the main awards on the 20th of September, and lastly, the youth marketing conference on the 28th of September. So things are changing, which is super exciting. If you want more information on the campaign, you can simply go to sundaytimesgennext.co.za. And in light of the awards which are coming up, I'm excited today to be in studio with somebody very, very, very important. And I said this last year when I interviewed you, but now I see, no, man, I was really onto something. I was very much onto something. Mr. Tepo Kobe, he is the COO of the Gautrain Management Agency. And you guys have been partnering with Gen Next for many, many years now. It seems as though this is an important partnership for you guys, wouldn't you say?
It is an important partnership. No, first and foremost,
thank hello, you for having yes. me. Let's get the formalities yes. out the way.
How are you doing? But thank you for having me.
Sure, anyway.
For us, it's about us being able to think about who's our next customer.
Mm.
And our next customer, what are they interested in? What are the things that make them tick? And and getting to the point where you understand the future commuter and the future. But also beyond that, how do we create a society that does not rely on cars?
Sure.
The next generation is not interested in owning a car.
Yeah, no.
And that, well, I'm really happy because that keeps me in business.
Yeah, that's good for you.
That's good for
that's
me.
That's good
but,
for you.
You know, after saying that, we also need to be cognizant of the fact that the next generation are not brand loyal.
Mm.
So you have to have the data to be able to engage them and to be able to engage them where it matters. Where
yeah.
And this partnership is important to us beyond just understanding how we market. To us is, can we create a society that has youth that are conscious and they think about the environment and they think about making sure that, you know, owning a car is optional.
Yeah.
They understand the concept of access versus ownership.
Sure.
They want access to a car. And the e-hailing services are there to be able to give them access to a car. They don't really necessarily need to own a car. And they could reduce their carbon footprint just simply by not owning a car.
Sure.
And keeping me in business.
And keeping you in business as well. I've noticed that the kids are, or rather the youth are quite into that kind of thing. Like, how can they make the world a better place? And, you know, what can they do to give back? Even if it means not owning a car and, you know, being responsible and doing their part in it. So what would you say Gautrain's key pillars are when it comes to marketing to the youth? Because that is a very, very tricky market.
It is a very tricky market. But if you then get to a point where you understand your own story.
Sure.
For us, in essence, it's how do you create Gautrain to be a lifestyle brand?
Mm.
Or a lifestyle product?
And, yeah.
And how do you integrate yourself into the fabric of what the youth want?
Mm.
It's not just about marketing to people anymore.
Mm.
People are attached to things that matter to them. And the youngsters more so, as you had stated earlier on.
Mm.
And as you created this lifestyle brand, is how do you meet them? So most of them are what we refer to as digital natives.
Sure, sure.
They were born in a world where, you know, they understand technology and all of that.
Mm.
And how do you meet them there where they are, where they have to be able to, you know, at some point in time, we had a selfie competition. You could win, a month's free ride on the Gautrain.
Yeah.
And, oh man, it went viral. Everybody wanted to take a selfie
sure.
of them with everything else that's on the stations and,
sure.
and all of that. So it's being able to be integrated into how they think, how they do things.
Yeah.
And rather getting, or, you know, giving up the old ways of doing things.
Sure, sure. It almost sounds as though the Gautrain is passionate about staying completely connected with the youth, so much so that when the trends change and when things happen, you guys are the first to go at it.
Look, it's all about, so first and foremost, we have to get something right. You know, every time I talk about this, I have to always raise this level.
Mm.
The product must remain solid.
Sure.
You still have to be on time. You
sure.
still have to be clean. You still have to be secure and all of those things.
Mm.
And then what ends up ending up on the top is, what else can you add to it? What else can you, you know, bring on to be able to attract a customer? But it's about us owning the commuter through their entire life. If you think of them as a scholar at some point in time, them as a student at the current moment. So we've introduced a student product.
Okay.
You know, we've got a beautiful campaign called Ride with the G. And then we are introducing a scholar product.
Okay.
So we're taking the same product, but we're pushing it lower down to scholars.
Yeah.
And then ultimately then the person becomes a young professional. And as you look at the demographics on the Gautrain at the current moment as it's recovering from COVID, it is exactly those people.
Mm.
And we have to be to understand how it came that they are the ones that came back first.
Sure, sure.
And they now becomes our base that we market to.
Mm.
And then the original customer becomes the additionality.
Sure.
Which used to be the other way around in the beginning. So therefore, to us, our data matters and being able to... And then from there on out, then when that person... now retires, how do we create a senior citizen product?
Exactly.
And so owning the customer through the, you know, their life cycle journey as a whole is going to be important for us.
Yeah.
But if we can catch them just here,
yeah,
where you convince them to be able to, you know, in Sotho Barley, Lo Ojo Lo Salimit. You know, and,
yes,
and as it is, you know, you bend the stick while it's still wet. And,
sure,
and that's at that point in time. Mm. Once, you know, habits set in of owning a car and sitting, you know, being alone in the car and all sort of that, it's very difficult to market to somebody and convince them that, you know, as we say, you know, we putting up these stickers that will say at the back of the car, my other car is the Gautrain.
I love that.
So it's about us being able to convince the youth early.
Yeah.
On to say, yes, you might or want to own a car, but we are here for you.
In the meantime.
To make your life easier.
Yes. I love that. I love that. I remember being a student studying at the University of Pretoria and living in Johannesburg, and I would constantly take the Gautrain back and forth, back and forth. But I must say, there's something about getting that first car.
Yeah.
You know, there is that thing, but it's also nice to know that the Gautrain's always got your back as an option, you know, like if ever you need it.
You know what, on the weekend as we were doing the game and everything else that we were doing, as I were traveling back, we were traveling to the stadium earlier on.
Sure.
And I was with the Premier and, you know, the Premier, everybody loves him. These two youngsters walked up to where we were sitting with the Premier, and they said to him, you know, thank you for making this possible for us to use the Gautrain to go to the game and making it free. So they said, if it wasn't for this, we didn't know how we were going to make it to the game.
Exactly.
And because it's a late game at 6 o'clock, how we were going to make it back to, and they said, we are students at the University of Johannesburg.
Mm.
Right there and there, we turned to each other and said, our work is done here.
Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly.
Because now we're making it work. It's a lifestyle product.
You,
you think about yourself going to the game on the weekend or going to a fun somewhere.
Mm.
And, you know, beyond that, you have to think about something that's important.
Mm.
If you are to be able to take out probably, let's say, about 6,000 cars off the road on game day, how many likely accidents have you saved?
Exactly.
You know, people that would have had fun and had a few drinks there, and then on their way back, something happens.
Mm.
But if you could be able to take out the long journey where they, you know, and then we teach the youth early.
Sure.
Drinking and driving is not sexy.
It's a no-no.
It's a no-no. And then if the Gautrain can make it easier for you to do that, let's do exactly that.
Mm.
But, you know, it's now about us thinking beyond that and saying, as I said to you, most of them are digital natives. They were born into being digital.
Sure.
I mean, most of our kids, by the time they're two, before they get their motor skills, they can use an iPad.
Exactly. Which is scary, by the way, if we're being honest.
But you then have to be able to say, okay, so how do we then meet each other halfway?
Mm.
And when you look at our ticketing system now, we've made it easy. So you don't necessarily need to go somewhere and find, you know, how do I get a card for the Gautrain?
Sure.
You've got the ability to use your bank card.
Nice.
You can just walk in into the system, tap your bank card, and carry on. And that's how everybody lives. They tap everything.
Sure.
But what we also enable them to do is they brought on, you know, there's new terms. They brought on the BOD culture. And somebody always asks me, what's the BOD?
Mm.
It's your bring your own device culture.
Mm.
So what they've done is, like, when we opened up the system, we had not figured out that they will virtualize their cards immediately.
Sure.
So you'll see on the system when you get there, it's either by phone or by watch or by a wearable. You know, they come onto the system and they bring their own devices.
Yeah.
And you have to be able, you have to enable an ecosystem that allows this digital native to be able to live where they want to live and then be able to commute the way they want to commute without worrying, okay, where do I get a ticket? How do I use this thing? And all sorts of other things. And once they've figured it out,
they're good to go.
It's, you know, it's as simple as that.
Yeah. Tsepo, how have you guys at the Gautrain ensured that, you know, your product empowers the youth? Like, there's one thing to make sure that the product is good and it works, but as far as empowering the youth, what have you guys got up your sleeves?
So let's start in the beginning. So if you look at the people that we've hired. Just, and I want to go to the level lower down on in operations.
Okay.
Where the techie hits the town.
Sure.
Most of those people, by the time they arrived on the system, they had a simple metric. You need to have maths and science to be a train driver, to be a train conductor and all of that. Most of those people are now qualified with an NQF level 4 qualification post their learning how to drive a train.
Wow.
So they now have an NQF level 4 qualification. And this is not verified by us. It's verified by somebody else independently. We have a report for it.
Sure.
And if people are keen on it, you can always go onto our website and download the report. Now, that's the first thing. So you're creating, we're not creating jobs only. We're creating better jobs.
Sure.
You understand that? And even when we started looking at what they call it, at going into spaces like, you know, our driver's license testing centers, we wanted them to be digitally, you know, capable, those DLTCs. And when we did that, in addition to that, those youngsters that would have had some other qualification now have a registered qualification to be a, what do they call it? We call them assessors.
Yeah.
They can be able to assess your eyes, be able to check whether you can still be able to drive. And you know, most of us are in denial about the fact that we can't see. So all of that then enables the youth. I mean, at the current moment, we're at a level where by the time we open Santen DLTC, which is we will start building in the next week or so, then we will have close on to 50, over 50 youngsters that wouldn't have had a job before.
Sure.
But as we look at our long-term commercialization strategy, it is very, very key that the jobs that we create are not only, you know, new jobs, but they are better jobs.
I love that.
That is important. We have to create new jobs that are in the digital age that actually function with the way they think and they do things. And if you can create efficiencies, I mean, in the olden days, you used to go for what they call it for your driver's license and testing. How long would it take you? You would have to take a leave from work.
It was a bit too long.
To go and spend the whole day there. It now takes 15 minutes and we're trying to get it down to 10.
Sure.
And that's creating a new way of doing things. But being of service to what do they call it, to the people of Gauteng. And that is the more important part of the conversation.
Yeah.
How do you create better jobs? And how do you actually enable digital jobs that, or that jobs that are digitally inclined rather than anything else?
Exactly. Yeah. Tsepo, there's been a lot of innovations that you guys have implemented when it comes to Gautrain payment options for your riders, like you just mentioned. Can you tell us a bit more about that, particularly what the EMV is and how it works?
So EMV is an acronym, or it's a TLA, or it's a three-letter acronym.
Wow, is this acronym inception?
Yes. It's a TLA that, what do they call it, that stands for Europay, MasterCard, and Visa.
Oh.
And it's when you then come through and say, well, there isn't a necessity to issue a card for you to travel. Globally, most people travel with their bank card.
Yeah.
And it's when you enable account-based ticketing. I nearly said ABT. But...
Hey, Tsepo, watch this it. Business,
this business is all about TLAs and FLAs. So, you know, account-based ticketing, or ABT as we normally refer to it, it says we don't care what device you use to come onto the system. We just want to know that there's an account at the back of that will pay us for providing you with services.
Okay.
Now, when it started off, it was a coalition between Europay, MasterCard, and Visa, which then agreed that they're going to create an open payment system that allows all the cards to be able to access. Well, first we were creating a travel wallet in the olden days, but then we moved away from the idea of a travel wallet to a like it's account based ticketing. It's I don't need to be able to create a special wallet in my account to enable you to travel, but you can use directly from your bank account.
Yes,
we can be able to pay with that.
Yes,
now that's system then allows us to be able to say to you, you can bring your credit card or your prepaid debit card, where you can tap on the system. You just walk in, you tap the system,
boop,
and then it opens, and then you get out the other side, you tap again, and then we then get our money, and you carry on. In the afternoon, when you come back, you do the same thing.
And that.
But we've gone beyond that. So when the BOD culture started, when you bring your own device culture started, we realized that it's not enough that you can virtualize your card. So you can take your prepaid debit card and a credit card and virtualize it. So most of people have virtualized their cards on their cell phone.
Sure, yes.
But we have to enable Samsung Pay. We have to enable Apple Pay. We have to enable other cards that are not locally accepted in a lot of places. So we were one of the of the first system to accept Amex around the world.
Wow.
And we get paid from it because Amex is notorious for what do they call it, for you not getting paid. and I'm not saying anything wrong with that, but it's people frown upon it. But we made sure that we work with Amex, we work with different service providers, we work with MasterCard, but we've made it open in such a way that even banks that are from China and beyond the normal bank setup, China Pay and all of that, are enabled on our system.
Good.
And it's you thinking far ahead. And then giving the, what do they call it, the commuter, the opportunity and the capability to be able to do what they want. Because where they keep their money these days, because now you start talking about you moving from a digital native to a digital nomad. It's people who know that they can work anywhere they want to work. They can earn money from any country. And digitally, the money gets moved around the way they want to enable it.
So exactly.
That was what we were intending to do. But the far-reaching implications of it is that then you are getting to the digital age with payments.
Yeah.
And how do we move forward now? And you set up the, what do they call it, the architecture in such a way that it's open and also has lifetime evolution, because lifetime evolution is important, because you can't just peg it and say, well, I'm going to do Europay, MasterCard and Visa. You got to go beyond that.
There's so much more.
There's so much more that can be done.
I think it's so great and important that Gautrain has taken it that far and thought ahead and is already operating in that space, because later on, that's when everybody else will catch on. And by then, you'll be so far gone.
But the implications of this thing are something that we never thought through. And, with the most recent, horrific incident that happened with a youngster that couldn't get transport and they were walking from school. In the original system that we had, because you could only reload your card out at the station, the biggest challenge that we had is that, in certain cases, some drivers would be nice enough. A young lady is standing at a stop in the middle of Johannesburg.
Sure.
It's already 7 o'clock in winter time. That's super dark.
Sure.
And they want to get on the bus, and as they tap their card, the card has no money in it. Or the balance or the value on it is quite low, and the system doesn't want to allow it.
Yes.
Some drivers would say, okay, fine, you can reload your card at what they call the station. Some drivers will stick to the rule and say, you have no money, you cannot travel. So what we did when we did the EMV project is we also enabled digital payments. So online, you can reload from the website, you can reload your card. From the app, you can also reload your card.
Lovely. Lovely.
And what that does is we were worried about one thing. Does the system have the ability to replicate? And when you're saying replicate, it means all the devices all around the Gautrain would know that this particular card has money in it. And in certain cases, you find that some systems, they take an hour to 24 hours to replicate. Whereas our system, it replicates within 3 minutes.
Okay, good.
But we tell you that it will replicate in 10 minutes because that psychologically is the distance between two buses.
Sure,
so
sure.
The bus that has passed before and, you know, okay, I'm reloading my card. In the next 10 minutes, I'll have another one come through and I will be able to get on the bus.
Yeah.
And that was important because you got to think of the logic of use. Mm. The way a customer uses the system is the manner in which what you will have to look at it in that manner.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Thank you for thinking for us, because really that's what you guys have done. Tsepo, last question. What future plans can the youth look forward to from the Gautrain brand?
Look, there's too many things to mention.
Yeah?
But we will remain with the no eating rule on the system.
No!
But we're going to give you coffee at the system.
Okay, okay.
We're
going to
give you coffee on the system.
Okay, good.
And so that's the first thing. So
that's the first,
we're starting with cafes. Let's start small.
Coffees and then like wraps and then fruits and then salads.
Yes, we'll get there. So we have a big commercialization drive.
Sure.
But in addition to that, we have a big plan to make the Gautrain accessible.
I love
saying
that.
Accessible is that making sure that every suburb has its own dedicated service. And we're not moving with the big bus. So we're moving with what do they call it, with the 22-seater buses.
Okay.
And those 22-seater buses does something different. You know, in when you think of a big bus, normally you think, oh, but you need somebody with big muscles to move it around and do all sorts of other things. But with what do they call it, with modern day 22-seater buses, if you go to Alex, half of the drivers in what do they call it in Alex that drive these 22-seaters are young and are female.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that's the level of empowerment we're going for. Now when we making sure that every suburb has its own dedicated service on how we make it accessible and people will be picked up because those vehicles also can go on these small suburb roads.
Sure.
And so that's an important issue of making sure that we not only bring on accessibility, but we create jobs. And we enable the youth to be able to access those jobs.
Of course.
So you don't have to be years of driving a bus for you to come through and work for the Gautrain or be some old man or something of that sort to be there. You can come off straight from, you know, school and get a driver's license and be able to come and become one of our drivers on the Gautrain.
Sure, sure. So the future's looking bright for the Gautrain brand.
A lot of stuff that's going to be done. Some of the stuff, it's, you know, we're looking at a lot of things, and some of them I can't even. I'll have to come back again.
It's top secrets. It's a TS. Back. We can't tell you about that TS. Thank you so much. No, we'll definitely invite you back. Tsepo Kgobe, the COO of the Gautrain Management Agency, and of course we have three big events that are happening in September. It's the Interactive Showcase on the 7th, the Main Awards on the 20th, and the Youth Marketing Conference on the 28th of September, Sunday Times Share Next Awards. Thank you so much, Gautrain, for hanging out with us today. And thank you for listening to CliffCentral.com. My name is Lebang Khosana, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for having us, Lebang.